Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. The second half hour of hour number three, last half hour of today's show on this election day, Tuesday, August 6, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just coming in about Waltz, the governor of Minnesota, named to be vice president candidate with Kamala Harris. He's a Marxist, he's a communist. The things he's done in Minnesota, absolutely in sync with Gretchen Whitmer and many of the other liberal governors during the China virus, post-China virus, and all of their green energy policies, all the things that they've done in Minnesota, exactly what Gretchen Whitmer's tried to do and has done here in the state of Michigan. Now, the Democrats are saying that there's been a big swing in the last 2 weeks since Biden dropped out, Kamala Harris stepped up. Folks, you have to understand, all these polls are by the fake news. If you look at the polls that are out there, they're all touting that Kamala Harris, the most liberal, progressive, socialist, communist from California, when she was U.S. Senator, the things that she has said out of her own mouth within the last 5 years are going to be used against her in TV ads. Donald Trump's already starting it. Donald Trump will not debate Kamala Harris. I got a kind of an interesting comment here from a liberal. Isn't it funny, all the people who won't stand on their ideas and debate are all Republicans? When you're in the lead, that's what you do. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens at the lower levels of these races in Michigan today. Will Mike Rogers win Michigan because of the Trump endorsement and not debating one time, anybody, any place, anywhere, did not do it? Will Jack Bergman win the Republican nomination for Congress? We'll have to wait and see. But the interesting thing that's very interesting, Donald Trump basically filing this lawsuit against ABC News is saying it's been terminated. I'm not debating. Folks, we're only 90 days away from November 5th, the presidential election. Donald Trump would rather go to his own rallies. He'd rather do his own interviews on various news organizations. But why would he consider debating a loser? Kamala Harris will be defeated by the biggest electoral college landslide since probably Ronald Reagan in 1980-1984. 1980, when he destroyed Jimmy Carter. his vice president, Walter Mondale, 4 years later in 1984. I believe it was 49 state electoral college landslide. Now, of course, it's not going to be that large of an electoral college victory. But a lot of states that are swing states, right now, Donald Trump's winning. Kamala Harris doesn't have a chance. And by her picking Tim Walz to be her vice president, just cemented it in her defeat. This guy's record of how he has governed as the governor of Minnesota, the things that he did when he was in Congress, it's game over, folks. Worst decision she could possibly have made. Worst decision ever. And it's very interesting, too. This woman president candidate is going to pick a white guy. When the Democrats have been yelling and screaming diversity, equity, inclusion, why didn't she pick a black guy? If she truly wanted to be DEI rated candidacy, why did she pick a white guy governor to be her vice president? Flies totally in their agenda. She's got the woman card checked. All she had to do was pick a black person to be her vice president. And she didn't do it. It's laughable, absolutely laughable, this ticket. And again, I don't think Donald Trump's going to debate. He will get out there and have large rallies of supporters. And I think people are going to be really surprised. Donald Trump is going back to New York. He already did one in basically Manhattan in New York. He's going to do rallies in California. It won't be in Los Angeles. It'll probably be north of that. But he's going to California. He's going to Pennsylvania. He is definitely going to have J.D. Vance all over the place. Vance is coming to Shelby Township, Michigan. My home ground where I grew up, Macomb County. This is going to be unbelievable campaign. 90 days from today, people, this is going to be very, very, very interesting. But again, getting back to getting out the vote, this is going to be probably, oh, wait a minute, got a field report. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville just returned from voting. Turnout is still low, very slow in Cedarville. I'm getting reports of that everywhere. Turnout is very low. That is good for our candidates. Why? Because our people are motivated to get out and vote today. I wonder how many of the establishment folks thinks it's foregone conclusion about their candidates and aren't even going to get out and vote today. How many of them will stay home? That's why you absolutely have got to text me Sheboygan, Emmett, or Antrim. One of the things I think we're looking at, the process. Again, the process of getting out the vote. Because one thing you have to understand, this is going to be a process that they absolutely, absolutely are going to want the turnout to be as high as possible to get their voters out. Don't think it's going to happen. I think this is going to be grassroots, getting out, motivated to vote for their candidates. And we're going to have some major surprises at the end of the night. Just saying. Just saying. One of the last things that I want to talk about here in this segment, wrap up this story. The decision to pick Tim Walz as her vice president candidate for him being a governor of Minnesota. There's only one problem, folks. Minnesota is way far left of Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada. The more research they do, the more they find out about this guy. Not going to support her ticket because of him. I think it was a major, major mistake picking him to be the vice president candidate. But who am I? I don't want Kamala Harris to be anywhere near the Oval Office. I thought she was an absolute failure as a vice president, being in charge of the border crisis. Complete failure down there. Absolutely, absolutely a big mistake. But the Democrats are excited. And they're going to point to these polls and they're going to hold their convention. I believe it's August 19th through the 22nd. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, wrap it up on August 22nd and get out on the campaign trail. And the thing of it is, you have to understand, the media is going to sell this. This is going to be the dream ticket. Oh, yeah. This is absolutely the best candidates they could put up to run against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. We shall see. And when she loses this year, I'm going to tell you right now, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is running for president in 2028. The governor of our state will be running for president. She's already started with her book this year, claiming she did not want to run for president. If asked, she would not be the vice president pick. Not interested. Why? Because she's seeing the polls. She does not want to be part of a losing ticket. She wants to run on her own in 2028. So it's going to be very interesting. Got another text message. Low turnout in Petoskey. Just voted 112. Wow, that is a low turnout. Petoskey especially, yeah. Chris and Sheboygan's looking for the Sheboygan list. Let me put this in here and paste it to you. Make sure this is the one. Yep, there you go, Chris. Forward it to all your friends in Sheboygan, especially if you live in the city limits. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
A veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699. At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Yeah, for lunch, I gotta eat. Yeah, that's right. I got to eat some lunch. I'm hungry. Going to go vote right after the show. Then I'm going to head over to Mancelona Village, be parked outside there all afternoon. I've got my jugs and my water. We will be there. Put some signs out in front of the vehicle. Going to get people to hopefully come over and talk to me or consider voting for Vicky in Mancelona Village. That's a large population area of our county and need to talk to people as they go in to vote or at least see her sign and consider voting for her. Sheboygan County. The text has been created. If you text me the word Sheboygan, I click on your text. It sends you the list. All you have to do is forward it to your friends. Get out the vote today, folks. Spend this afternoon, this evening, whenever you can, to text it to everybody you know in Sheboygan. Very simple. If you live in Emmett County, I can send you the Emmett County list as well. Nick Wallace, cute picture. I voted sticker. Look what he did to his dog. He put it on his forehead. Poor dog, he's got his ears down, and he's getting his picture taken. Yeah, that's cruel, Nick. He's laughing. That's funny. Sheboygan's very simple. Very simple. U.S. Senate, Sherry O'Donnell. U.S. Congress, Josh Saul. Depending on what House district you live in, 107th is Neil Frisky, 106th is Todd Smallenberg. Sheboygan County Sheriff is John Studer. If you live in the city limits of Sheboygan, Robert Heikkinen for County Commissioner. Inverness Township Clerk, Dar Olson. Please share this information with everyone you know in Sheboygan. That's what I'll send you if you send me Sheboygan. We have one prepared for Emmett County. Very simple. Just text me Emmett, and I'll forward it to you as well. Let's see, who wanted that one in Emmett? Somebody wanted it. Oh, there it is. Okay, good. I'll send it to you. Now, one of the things I think that people are looking at, looking forward, actually, to finding out who wins tonight, looking forward to the November election. There's going to be changes in Lansing based on the numbers, based on the dollars that have been put into these campaigns to get these candidates elected. Good people are going to be running in November. And with Donald Trump winning Michigan, yes, I said that, Donald Trump will win the state of Michigan this year. Even with the machines, even with the ballot drop boxes, the early days of voting, the absentee ballots, the numbers are going to be so huge that they will not be able to rig it. There's going to be people getting out like you have never seen before. The turnout would be absolutely amazing. Now, one of the things that we're looking at here, folks, once this is over, this is going to change the direction of the show based on our sponsors. All the good patriot conservatives that we've been promoting on the show, they're not going to be running ads heading into November because they don't need to. The Democrats are not going to come anywhere near close to winning these races in the state house, in the Congress, in the U.S. Senate. Our listening area is so pro-Republican, so conservative, that they are not going to be sponsors after midnight tonight. We need to go back to our regular marketing of this show with our regular sponsors. We need more sponsors. It's that simple. Primary campaign over at midnight. All the ads stop at midnight. My engineer has already been instructed to pull them all. We need more sponsors. You need to reach out to family, friends, businesses that you know that would be a good fit for our radio family. Tell them to give me a call. We're ready to go. We're ready to start producing new commercials for new sponsors. We want you guys to help us do it. So again, contact small businesses in the area. Give them my number. Tell them to give me a call any day after 12 noon. Now, I will have my charger with me in the vehicle. I will be sending out text messages all afternoon. So you're listening to the repeat of this show and you want to forward text messages to Sheboygan friends, neighbors, text me Sheboygan, I'll send it to you, Antrim, Emmett. We have the list created, we'll get them out to you. A couple of people have texted me, Emmett, I'll send it to you here shortly right after the break, right after I get off the show here at 12 noon. Want to thank you guys for helping us get the word out on these candidates. Get out and vote. Make sure you call your friends and make sure they vote as well. Send them the text messages. That's it for today's Election Day show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Get out and vote.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today.